but enough about that. Would you please welcome to my living room, half of the furniture from my living room, the other dickheads from this podcast. Hello and welcome to Punta Vista, episode 350. I hate to break away from the fictional vignette for just a second. It's not 350 episodes, that's 700 episodes because of a decision we made early on that I disagreed with. That's a crazy amount of episodes. I'm so glad you guys are here. This is crazy. Hello and welcome to Punta Vista, episode 350. I am Ben, and hello and welcome to Grunta Vista, episode 350. Grunta Vista is a weekly comedy current events podcast where each week we try to find weird news from around the world that's odd enough to make us laugh, but not funny enough to have gone viral. And of course, we're all the grunter. That's right, we're all that nasty creature that one day, for no fucking reason whatsoever, crawled out of a crack in the middle of Newcastle and inflicted itself upon the world. There's really only two things you need to know about the grunter, and that it's that he loves rooting and he loves shitting. This guy's a real fuck pig with diarrhea, and he's having the time of his life at your expense. No jail could hold him, and no force could stop him. He ceaselessly roots and shits with a constancy and ferocity that beggars belief. You'll know you've come across the trail of the grunter when you slip on the slimy residue of semen, fecal matter, and grease he leaves in his wake. That's right, the other thing you should know about him is that he's unbelievably fucking greasy. No one knows where the grease comes from or what it's for, but he's basically impossible to grab. But don't even try, because you'll get covered in shit and probably cum as well. We're all that guy. Here with me to do some very light entry-level improv about some odd news, mostly from America, it's the grunter. It's Lucy.
No.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi. Hello.
You're the grunter.
No, I've never been the grunter before, and you just kind of just sprang this on me, like, right now.
I would never pick you as the grunter, I think.
I don't think I can be the grunter. I think you're being, like, sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
To your energies.
Yeah, so I'm just going to choose to just tap out on that one, yeah. If that's all right. Yeah.
No, that's very fair. Also with me...
I didn't realise we could do that.
No, it's not an option for you guys.
You can do that.
Yeah, it's not one person could do that.
Yeah, there's maximum. One veto.
It's woman's privilege.
This is the classic no but comedy that we love to do.
No.
No. Yeah.
Also with me, that's also the grunter. It's Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey.
Hey.
My fur is matted with diarrhea.
Yeah, he's furry, isn't he?
It's kind of turned into another set of pants for me now, you know?
We've had some people send in, like, fan art of what the grunter looks like.
Oh, it's incredible.
It's one of those things where they're all correct, even when they're different.
Whatever you see in your heart when you think of the grunter, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's sort of like, whether you see Jesus, whether he's white, Middle Eastern, whatever you feel he is in your heart, he is. White Jesus is real.
Armenian.
Oh, he's definitely not. He's... And also with me is, oh no, it's a regular guy.
Hello.
That's right. Just a regular human being has interrupted the intro to this episode of Grunta Vista, the version of this podcast in the parallel universe where everyone is the grunter and to them, their version of the grunter is just a regular guy. Oh, he's awful. We hate the regular guy.
Boo.
I actually have Boo the regular guy written
here. Oh, yeah, I could see that over the shoulder. Yeah.
And you didn't even need that. It's just like, came
so natural.
So natural. Simpatico.
700 episodes. Yeah. Instead of existing in a disgusting fugue state of either looking for a root, rooting, or shitting, he has a bunch of anxieties about work and interpersonal relationships and what he's supposed to do with the short time allotted to him on this earth and whether he's spending it well. Boo! This guy barely roots or shits at all. He probably roots and shits sometimes, but nowhere near as much as the grunter does. And he's only a bit greasy. Oh, we hate him.
Ah! Boo, yucky.
It's Theo. Hi, Theo.
Hello.
Hey. Woo.
Here's the thing about being in the Grunterverse. I ain't afraid of you motherfuckers.
Oh, because you're scared. Oh, this is like I Am Legend. You're the monster.
Oh.
You are Will Smith.
I am Will Smith.
I am Will Smith. And what would that sound like?
It would sound like Will Smith, yeah. I assume. You don't have to do a voice.
I could.
Hey, Will Smith. That's an unbelievable, ordinary name for a famous person, right?
Yeah.
You know about it. It's time for the opposite of that. Let's hear some weird names in a segment we call the Great American Hall of Name.
It's the Great American Hall of Name.
I'm going to not look over your shoulder. Don't want it spoiled.
Don't look at the names.
Don't look.
All right, these are taken from... Sorry, I'm having some shorts. Shorts issues here. Here we go.
That was a poor choice.
I mean, it's not really a choice. It's the only thing I wear. These are taken from obituaries in Jefferson. It's not grim. They died ages ago. It's fine.
These are all the time.
Everyone's over it now.
Don't. If you laugh at any of these, we are going to be looking down at you.
I have some unbelievably grim stuff coming up later on that I thought would be easier to get away with in a live setting.
Yeah. And you're all part of it too.
Yeah. You're complicit.
You're complicit.
These are
none of you are free of sin.
Obituaries in Jefferson County, Texas, from 1969 to 1977. So I'm going to start with these little ones I like to call Theo teasers.
Oh.
He loves these ones, and I love that about you.
Thank you so much.
Here we go. Starting real gentle. These aren't going to be belly laughs, just little titters.
Thinkers.
Clyde Mudd. Ooh, what a tittery name. Will Plunk. Doc Belk. Ralph Geen. Paul Neeb. Ben Schriebe. Carl Knopp.
Okay.
Earl Shoup. Arch Tharp.
Come on now. What's the spelling on that?
Let's get a spelling on
Arch,
that guy.
And then Tarp with a H.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tarp.
Can we see those three people who haven't heard the podcast before?
Is this good? Do you
is
like
this?
This?
Is this
I have Blaine Bibb. Edgar Blitch. Ludie Bulch. Will Be Gooch.
Will Be?
Will be.
Oh, will be.
Okay. Not yet. Soon.
There's a threat.
Donnie Delk.
Right.
Macklin Polk. Verdi Burke. Oscar
Sorry.
Oscar Schmilk. Melville Knees. That is NEASE.
Oh,
knees.
I don't care knees. How it is. It still needs to be.
Zodie Goins.
Oh, that's really nice. I like that.
Rayford Grubbs. Gainal Caps.
These people died. Come on.
Have some respect.
Decorum. I heard you talk about
Grow
it.
Up.
Gainal.
Come on. Hold it together, Theo.
Oh, Theo, you're going to love these. E.P. Pybus. Beulah Claunch. Dr. Norman Pig.
Doctor?
That's Pig with two G's. Forrest Perky. Granville Smallwood.
Oh.
Which is fine,
matter.
By the way.
It's totally normal. It's pretty regular, actually.
Linwood Fallgout. Durwood LaGrange.
Ooh.
Yeah. Durwood LaGrange,
off
I could get behind.
Oh.
Carl Carlquist. This one, not a particularly silly sounding name, I don't know why this tickles me so much. You can picture this in your head however you like. Carol Urban.
Urban? Oh.
Carol Urban. All right. Sort of like a good. Carl Urban who had some thoughts. I never really felt super happy with my body. Elson Cummings.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Elmer Goings. Word Downs.
Word?
Word Downs.
Word Downs.
Yeah, Word Downs. Angel Knows.
She do.
Yeah, yeah. Sure do.
O'Neill Pounds.
All right.
Yeah, sure does.
Should be so lucky.
Kermit Mace.
You can't be named Kermit. Like,
it must have been
one of those illegal ones.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did people stop calling their kids Kermit after the frog? 100%
did.
You mean like the green?
The frog was
guy?
The end of it. Yeah.
Duck Hunter. Or Duck Hunter.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want to do that. Media Wheat. Spelt in every way that you would assume that would be spelt. The regular Star words.
Oh, there's more. There's a second page.
So this is just an easy gimme. Funny names. I thought if I front load this, we don't have to work so hard for everything else.
It's going
to
be 90 minutes of
names.
Really going a little names. Quick.
You remember when we did the stream that was all just with lead pipe things? That was a bad idea and not very funny.
But it was 3.5 hours long.
It was.
Yeah.
Indiana Spriggins.
Okay.
Lee Stiggles. Ermagard Ketcherside.
No. Ermagard Ketcherside. That's what it says.
That's what it says on the paper. Cyberlean Napier. Possibly Cyberlean Napier. I couldn't tell you. It definitely looks like Cyberlean, like cough syrup that you drink in cyberspace. Sipping on that Cyberlean. It's in purple ones and zeros. Now this guy, I think, Andrew, you're going to love this guy.
Okay.
Alfredo Areola.
Okay. He sounds like a sex offender, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, a little bit.
Not because he's Italian, just...
That's a given.
I also think that, but because he's Italian.
Any Italians in the house?
Hey, hands up.
Get out of here.
Love your sources.
Security. Firmily Palmer? I hardly know her. Fair enough. Teresa Knobloch? Mm-hmm. Florence Getwood?
She do.
Eleanor Bonin? I hope not. Yeah. You're out of state.
Hey. You tell me.
That's your wife's name.
Alice Inman? Lucky man. And lastly, you know what? I don't have a single penis joke in this whole one. Oh. It's kind of disappointing, so sorry, this one's a bit of a letdown. Selma Cunts.
Is that with a K?
Yeah, with a K. That's yeah, okay. Probably Cunts. We're allowed to lie a little bit, okay? For the joke. We're also maybe allowed to steal a Beatles song for a theme, like we did. For Mystery Liquid.
Mystery Liquid. Can't tell what color it is with a slick, oily sheen. What could it mean? Mystery Liquid. I see some goop that is forming a pool on the floor. Who is it for? I'm gonna taste the Mystery Liquid. I'm gonna taste the mystery liquid.
Like hearing your own voice?
Like an angel.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're meant to do while the themes are playing.
We just sit there.
Yeah. Just kind of sit.
It's
you guys
easy
can
on
dance
the computer.
Or...
We just sort of tab over to something else for a little bit.
Yeah.
Just kind of look at my phone for
a while. I'm sure none of these themes will be longer than that one, so I'm sure it'll be fine.
Be good. Very little to wait through.
I hope no one makes a good-ish joke by another podcast standards. this one was sent into us by listener Sierra, who is a doctor. Just a PhD, though. It's not like a...
Not a real doctor.
Yeah. I checked. Everyone who sends us an email, like, I stalk you on all your social media profiles for a little while. Just to make sure you're like a real person. This comes to us from the Detroit Free Press. Mystery water hose in woods of Upper Peninsula becomes source of contention between residents. State.
That's my hose.
Yeah. That's your hose.
Hey. Federal hose? We'll find out.
There's mystery water flowing from a hose that sticks out of a hole in the ground in an Upper Peninsula ghost town. And people in the area have been drinking it for years.
Why?
Don't drink the mystery hose.
Don't drink the hose water.
You don't know. You don't know what it's like up there in the
no,
UP.
No, I don't know.
In the Upper Peninsula, it's different. You see water coming from a mystery hose, you put that in your mouth.
We used to drink from hoses. You know, we used to just drink from a hose in the street.
We used to drink from mystery hoses all day long.
Yeah. It's a bunch of Gen Xers fighting over it, isn't it?
Yeah. We go out to the forest.
If you put a bunch of Gen Xers into a backyard around a hose together, you'd lose them for hours. Or just be like, I used to drink out of that. I used to drink out of that.
Yeah.
I used to drink out of that.
Yeah.
I used to drink out of that.
I'm waiting for a drink.
Friend died from drinking from a garden hose.
Yeah, died from drinking from a garden hose.
That's not a joke.
No.
So if you laughed...
Don't.
I'll remember your faces for later.
Don't.
Oh, we can see all of you.
You're getting a dressing down. It was long ago, though, so it's okay for me to
Yeah, it was my sister's friend, so there's a few kind of layers
there's
of
like a few,
there.
Yeah.
Fine, yeah.
Podcast.
Still not funny. Still not
Fit
funny.
For podcast.
Don't.
Quote, it is probably the purest water you'd ever taste. Said Ron Store.
Who is seeing the hose in the woods and going, it's probably from a glacier?
Yeah.
It's probably...
aquifer. What? That's aquifer for sure.
Yeah.
Who's trying? Everybody.
All of them. Everyone here.
Hey, did you guys hear that the purest water in the world is coming
Imagine
from a hose
you heard
in the
that,
woods?
Though. If someone told me like that water is delicious, you'd
I'm
going to
try it. Oh, I'm trying
Maybe.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'll take my flask out there.
Hey, Pop brother, let me sip on that hose. Said Ron Store, a 56-year-old Ontonagon County Commissioner. Quote, you can put this stuff in a glass jar, sit it on your porch for a month, and it's not going to turn green. That's how good this stuff is. What are you talking about?
Sign me up.
Did you do that?
That's not what happens to water.
Not this water.
Well, not that water. I feel like... even with a lid-off situation, you're not getting green water after a month.
It is what happens. So, like, a couple of years ago, there were all the tech guys doing, like, the raw water
stuff. The amoeba
water.
The shoot-yourself water.
Yeah, the like, I'm sneaking onto people's farms and filling up tanks with water from, like, dams and shit and bring it home. And they're like, when it starts turning green, it's, like, maturing. Like, no. Yeah. Don't do that.
You're so strong once you've shit out all your weakness.
Well, yeah.
For sure. This water is found in Lake Mine, a ghost town that sits inside the boundaries of Greenland Township, just east of the Lake Superior coast in the western Upper Peninsula. The well it comes from is little more than a cluster of old concrete pilings poking out of the ground in remembrance of something that once stood there, and in the middle is a hole that's framed by a few blocks of wood and topped by a metal grate. Underneath is an old pipe with a few valves and spigots, and from there the hose emerges.
Anyone, you want some ghost water?
This is beautiful prose. This is very well written.
I'm kind of thinking about the hose now. I'm like, yeah.
But is it making you want to drink the water?
It's 100% making me drink the water.
Yeah, you're now into the water.
It's kind of mysterious and forlorn. It's beautiful.
We're just not mentioning that you brought incense to the show.
Like, he brought his living room.
You brought that from home?
I brought my living room.
He brought his living room.
I brought my living room with me. Yeah. It's nice ambience. We are directly underneath the smoke detector. I don't know how that's going to go. We'll be fine.
We need you guys to breathe the incense in if you can.
Yeah.
Apparently this stuff is actually very bad for you. If you
breathe in the vibes.
We need you guys to breathe the incense in if you can.
For a century, the only people aware of it were those who lived nearby and drank it and who passed down knowledge of this secret well in the woods.
There's a hose in the woods that you could drink from.
Really different, America. They're different people, aren't they?
You have to wait until your son comes of age.
Yeah.
And then you sit him down and say, it's time for you
it's
to learn.
Time. Yeah.
I'm going to take you out to the woods and you've got to become a man today.
We're going on a hudge.
You've got to sip.
Drink it. Drink it.
It's a woods hose.
Don't be scared, son.
Quote, everybody around here knew and everybody would use it quietly, Store said. Discreetly sipping. On your hose.
You don't want to turn it into like one of those Instagram attracting tourist hubs.
Everyone takes a fucking photo.
Everyone coming out.
Yeah.
Disgusting little hose.
That changed when the state found out.
Boo!
Joe Biden. Oh, you found out about it.
Kill
Quick
Joe
think of
Biden.
Three words. Fuck. It's really hard to do. Tetragrammaton.
Yes, it is.
Olive. Speculum. Kill Joe Biden.
Kill Joe Biden.
Judd, that wasn't the signal to buy more beers. That was me doing it as a joke, not the beers signal. Okay, just so we're clear. Sorry, I made an arrangement that I now realised was dumb. A couple of years ago, the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes and Energy learned about it and said there was just no way people could drink unregulated water from an unknown source that comes out of some hose in the
ground.
You've
fucking watched
it. Oh my God.
Try to fucking stop me.
The nanny state.
Pry this hose out of my cold, dead hands.
Come and take it.
They ordered it to be shut down.
Ooh.
The people who use it were up in arms.
You can't shut it down. It comes from the earth.
Yes. Yes. It comes from the ground.
From the ground.
You can't
legislate it.
No. God put it there for a reason. Or yeah. Some guy 100 years ago wanted water.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah. We really do his works for him, don't we?
We do. Ooh. We just don't know at the time.
Yeah. The people who use it were up in arms, almost literally.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Crazy.
Can you elaborate?
All right.
Each other's?
They've been drinking the water for generations, they told Eagle. That's the Department of
Energy. Is that a man?
That's a guy. That's the Department of Energy, Great Lakes, and another thing that starts with
Eagle. Oh, I bet they were so fucking...
So happy.
They were so happy when they did that.
Yeah.
It spells Eagle, dude.
Nobody's ever gotten sick off of it, they said. And they didn't want the state telling them what they can and can't drink.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yes. Fuck yeah. You come in here,
what
you
state?
Tell me where
are
I get
in?
My water from. Upper Peninsula is Michigan.
Oh.
Or Wisconsin. Michigan, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Wasn't getting real Michigan energy from this.
Live free or die, Michigan. That's them, right?
Sit free or die, yeah.
Quote, at the time I told him, you know, you go ahead and you shut this thing down and you're going to be greeted by guns, Stella said.
Touch my hose and I will fucking kill you. Yeah.
That's my sippy place. I'm going to shoot you. I want to sip there. Water, please.
Sure, there are way more places to get water.
You can
much
get water
more
pretty much anywhere.
It's in my house.
It's in your house everywhere in America.
Yes.
Not
got
everywhere.
A lot of places
okay.
where the water
Michigan,
is not
yeah.
in your house.
All right.
Because of how things are over there.
Yeah. They should get Flint a hose in the woods and fix it.
Get Flint a sipper.
A mystery water source.
Obama promised to get a hose in the forest. He never did it.
A hose in every forest.
A hose in every forest. If you like your hose in the forest, you can keep it.
Brandon. Quote, and that's the truth. I had people saying, you tell me when they're coming and we'll be there to defend it.
You just say the three words.
There is nothing more beautiful than the American spirit. They're taking away an unregulated water source.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking kill them. I'm going to shoot them. Some guy's like, I'm sorry, I have to shut the water off. Oh. And you're like, yeah, man, I'm going to air hole you because I like
I'm sorry, I have to kill you.
I got to kill you. Yeah. Hey, bud. I got to kill you. Oh.
Don't tread on me sign, but it's a little coiled hose.
Yes.
Yes.
Lucy,
yes.
You are the comedian of the week.
Get her.
You've got a few
go
minutes. Are you feeling good about this?
For the three people who haven't heard the show before.
Yeah. Enjoy this. Oh, literally,
strap
people
in.
Are going out to get
goes
a drink.
On.
Awesome.
Feels even longer in person.
Yeah. About halfway through. Hope no one else makes a good joke.
Nobody make any more jokes for the rest of the show.
Just no gags.
Don't go.
It's so fucking long and you left at the end. What the fuck?
We specifically said we weren't going to roast people for getting up to get drinks.
Unless they walked kind of funny.
Bad
which
idea,
he wasn't.
Though. A little walk. One day a few years ago, a DNR crew was grading the Bill Nichols Trail and their blade nicked a shallow pipe which burst forth with water. Workers followed the line until it led them to the hidden trailside well. To their astonishment, they learned that it was not only being used by hundreds of people in the area as their drinking water, but also it was actually being piped into some nearby homes. This is like a weird cross between like random procedural American state government stuff and the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
It's baffling. It's our sacred well. Yeah.
It's like if they found the fountain of youth and they're like, okay, well, we have to start piping it into homes. Yeah. And also, if the government takes this from us, we're going to shoot you in the head.
Kill him. Quote, "It was a surprise to everyone because this was not on any infrastructure maps," said Stacey Welling Hoy, a UP field deputy for the DNR. Quote, "This line should not have been there. It wasn't listed on any documents. That's how old it was."
You don't put divine works on the map.
No. You can't look at it on a piece of paper.
This thing is ancient. This is like an empty man situation. It's been there for like forever.
Yeah, or... somebody came down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He works in
mysterious
ways.
Chariots of the gods, you know.
Very mysterious. Sometimes, you know, he kills your wife. Sometimes he puts a hose in a forest.
Yeah.
Sometimes he sends a bear to kill a bunch of children because they made fun of a bald guy.
Uh-huh. Normal stuff.
Yeah. That was one of those things that you'd learn if you were very into, like, YouTube atheism when you were, like, 19. You'd get that part of the Bible, of, like, pipe into your brain. I remembered it.
Yeah.
Joe Porter owns a hunting camp near the well, which his family uses for water. Quote, "In my eyes, it's a natural water source," said the 37-year-old from Ludington.
Coming out of a fucking hose.
It's a hose,
dude.
It's a hose. Brother.
It's a hose.
This is the part
it's
I can't.
Not like
I can't
a divine work.
Yeah,
it's
everybody like, just keeps going, it's so natural. It's natural. It's just it's right here the in ground. The woods. It's also a hose.
Yeah.
It's coming out of a fucking hose.
Yeah. Like I used to drink out of the fire hose at the back of the domino hose. You know, just to be funny.
But you enjoy that like mental image. As cartoonish as you want. Head blasted back.
Yeah.
Full strength.
Just one of the domino's treats.
It's just there. Yeah. Second from the...
Yeah, if you started at the start of the theme, you would have been back already by now. You would have been fine. Quote, "When I talked to Eagle this last summer, I said if I wanted to go to the lake and get water, I could do that. You're going to stop me from doing that too? How are you going to limit me when I can get my water?" Good question. Great question.
Yeah. Try the tap.
Yeah.
Tap
there
in
is
house,
water
brother.
In your home.
Yeah.
It's pure water.
It's water.
And it tastes of fuck all. In the meantime, word of the secret well has spread. Quote, "I've seen motorcycles pull in from Montana and Wyoming. And
who
they stop
snitched?
And they try it. And they're like, wow, that's some of the best water we've ever had."
I don't think this is true.
This is
I
like
don't
one of those,
believe this.
You know the
no,
Trump
I believe
stories
it.
Where
yeah.
he's like,
I'm on
oh,
board.
This guy was the toughest guy I've ever seen. He was like a...
corn pop.
It's like a corn pop story.
Yeah, it's like a corn pop situation.
Yeah, a bunch of bikers came through and these guys, they're mean guys. They're tough guys, you know, very scary guys. And they're like...
big dick.
This water is amazing. Yeah. And they're wearing all that leather.
Oh.
You know they're not wearing underpants. Store said, "How the hell do they know about it?" It's because you're talking to the fucking media.
It's in the media.
About your secret well.
Someone talked.
Your opsec
sucks. Why
the
fuck are you here?
Yeah.
Someone talked.
Yeah.
You have been threatening to kill government officials over this hose.
It's probably that.
So
it's,
have
people
we.
People are
going
to hear about it.
We've been threatening to kill government officials just because we don't like them.
Yeah.
So vibe
it's space. Funny.
So that's way better, yeah. Store recently had a brief stay in the hospital. And even there he had Lake Mine well water brought to him. It's way better than the hospital water, he insisted.
I want you to put that in my IV.
Yeah.
I need my hose water.
Quote, "My wife was bringing me a gallon every other day."
What the fuck?
What the
every
fuck?
Every alternate day, a gallon of secret well water. Quote, "I'm sorry." It's good that he apologized. "But when you're used to good, clean, fresh water, that's what you want. And that's what this is all about. Keeping that cool, clean, fresh water flowing. I hope it's there for years to come. I hope this wasn't all in vain."
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Great. I hope you guys keep your weird, secret, illegal water.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I think the water might have made you ill, like in your head,
you
in your
brain.
You've
got like a brain thing going on now.
You've got like a brain worm.
It's in one of the, like, it's isolated to just one center of your brain that looks after one thing and none of the others, so people don't know. Ooh. Just your judgment's real fucking bad. You can walk fine, feed yourself, whatever. Judgment not good.
If you come in my hose, I'll kill you.
I'll fucking kill you. don't you look at my wife or my hose. Hey, it would be crazy if one of these guys tragically died from drinking sacred, secret, illegal, weird hose water. That would probably be something that would make it into the Ripping Report.
I'm itching for another edition of the Ripping Report.
These ones also not funny.
Yeah, no, okay.
No jokes, right? Is this the no, that's the Shipping Report.
Full disclosure, there's just one. There's only one.
One person died. It is up to you to make the moral judgment if you laugh.
No, two people died.
Two people died.
Yeah. This isn't like... This is a bit rough. This is in the spirit of trust.
I think it's going well.
Well... The show's going a bit rough. This story is a bit rough. But you know what? We're all here together. We're all friends.
We're all adults.
Hanging out in half of my living room. I just need you guys to come along with me on a little journey for a little bit, because there's a thing at the end of this story that I think makes it worth talking about. You know what? We don't have to be silly all the time. We don't have to be funny all the time. Sometimes we can be a little serious.
Yeah.
You know?
Very serious people.
We have feelings. People.
So yeah. I just need you guys to sort of...
A baby gets shot.
It's not a baby.
A baby gets shot.
No kids. Life. Just be respectful. Know that these are two people who died very, very, very recently. And just keep that in mind. Okay, here we go.
And it's not funny?
Not funny.
I'll bear that in mind.
From WSYR in Syracuse, New York.
What's
interesting. Yeah, I think we've kind of developed a house style where you don't have to include
the W.
The
W is silent sometimes.
Yeah, that's a freebie. You just have to do the other letters. Yeah.
Depends if it works.
We could probably ditch that bit at this point. Maybe talk about it later.
What, yeah. The saying the word thing?
Yeah. Not a lot of laughs.
I'm never going to stop.
Nah, it's kind of funny.
The tagline of the show.
Punta Vista.
It's kind of funny.
Two men dead after falling into manure tanker in Oneida County. That sucks. That sucks for these guys. Probably with tough jobs, you know.
They died as they lived.
Yeah.
Working in a manure tanker.
I don't think they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two men died after falling into a manure tanker at Champion Farm in the town of Kirkland on Thursday, June 13th. So quite recent. Obvious. These are fresh.
It's really fresh.
Fresh deaths.
Ooh.
The manure is still in the tank.
Yeah.
That's how fresh this is.
It doesn't ruin the manure.
No, you pull them straight out.
Well, it depends what you're going to use it for, I guess.
Yeah.
Kirkland police were first called to the scene and saw that the first man had tried to retrieve a piece of equipment that fell in the tanker.
Mm.
When he went into the tanker, he passed out and fell in.
Oh, no!
The second man tried to help the first man who fell in, but then passed out and fell in himself.
No!
Very unfortunate. Very recent. Fresh deaths. No laughter.
Yeah.
COCVAC, Cockvac Ambulance.
Come on. Come on.
The Clinton Immature. Fire Department and Mercy Flight arrived on the scene and treated the two men. Both were transported to the Wynn Hospital for further treatment, but later pronounced dead. The two men have been identified as... 29-year-old Tyler Memory of Tully and 33-year-old Nathan Doody of DeRoyter.
Oh. Wow.
2 days ago.
2 days. Nathan Doody.
Fresh in our hearts.
He died falling into a manure truck. Hey, for a podcast to make fun of a guy in his 30s dying in a tragic workplace-related accident, that should almost be a crime. It's time for Crime Watch.
Dylan? Was that Dylan?
Dylan made it tonight.
Yeah. Just regular, that's that thing.
That's the one version we've got.
That's it. It's the only version. This is from WFLA in Florida. The Fleur. I'm sort of trying to add the W to the F. Making it breathier. Florida woman calls 911 on herself during attempted carjacking so she could, quote, do it legally.
Well,
it's a one weird trick they don't want you to know.
Police hate her.
Get out of the car. How is this?
It's all right. Here.
Yeah, he's got the story written down.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Say it, I think.
Thank God.
A Florida woman was arrested after she reportedly called 911 on herself while trying to steal a car from a dealership so she could, quote, do it legally. Christy Terman, 37, called the Lee County Sheriff's Office because she wanted authorities to know, deputies said.
Uh-huh. And this legalizes the crime.
Yeah, just so they know.
So they know.
Just making you guys so aware.
And then it's fine.
Yeah.
Quote, because I'm trying to steal a car that's not legally mine, Terman said during the 911 call.
Uh-huh.
Just so you guys know, it's not my car.
Just a heads up.
It's a car that I want, but I don't have. Mm. And you see, this is the crucial thing. I'm not going to pay for it. This is a freebie for me. So I'm letting you guys know, heads up. That's my Kia Sorento now. Mm. You stick a USB cable in there and then you just turn it. That's literally all you have to do.
That's true.
Thank you, Kia boys. I love you,
Thank
Kia
you,
boys.
Thank you, Kia boys.
Kia are so stupid. Why did they do that? Deregulation. Honestly, yeah, politics. We talk about it now. Again. Quote, so you all better come make a report. I'm reporting this.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys should know.
That
I'm stealing
it.
A car.
Because you gave them notice, right? Yeah. And then if the police don't come and stop you, that makes the
this
crime
is like,
legal.
So what's the That's crime? That's the guy
it's
that
like
we
a loophole.
Talked about. The guy that got away with getting his, it was a larceny charge downgraded. Because he made no effort to conceal the fact that he was stealing that guy's leaf blower. That was
the leaf blower.
Oh, yeah,
because
he walked up and just took it in front of him and walked back to his yard. Yeah.
I'm stealing. As long as you just communication.
It's so key. Mm.
As long as you are clear and forthright in your communication, you can literally do no wrong. None. Get that Kia Sorento. Get a better car. If you're stealing something, steal something nicer.
I think it's keeping your heart closed and not communicating with people that is the real crime.
Yes!
That is so true.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not stealing a car. Fucking cares about that.
Don't hide your light under a bushel.
Uh-uh.
I don't fully understand what that means, but I don't want you to do it.
Also, they've got so many cars at the dealership.
You could pick any car.
There's no way they're driving all of them.
Yeah. And they're keeping them all to themselves.
Yeah.
Kind of selfish.
Kind of gatekeeping.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're gatekeeping cars.
Yes. Give me one.
Give me one.
Give me one personally, because right now, my back right hand wheel suspension is making a noise that sounds like the wheel's going to fall off, and then I took it into the place and they said, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
But every time I get in the car, I'm like, that wheel's going to fall off.
That's not fine. That wheel is not fine.
It doesn't feel fine. Give me a car. Give me a car.
You can just take one.
If I went past the dealership and most of the cars were out doing stuff, I'd understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not using it.
They're always sitting there.
Big fucking nothing.
Literally always.
Collecting dust.
Yeah. Give me that Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology. Deputies arrived at the dealership a short time later where they say they found Terman exiting the driver's side of the stolen Toyota Corolla.
Exactly where they said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe I was honest about this.
Yes.
Remember, are you here for a report of honesty?
I called you guys. I said I'm stealing this really, really normal car.
Coming down to confirm that someone told the truth?
Yeah. Oh, you are stealing that car. Have a lovely evening, ma'am. Stay safe out there.
Just checking. Just checking.
Yeah.
Can't say safer than Toyota Corolla.
Is that a belief that you have?
Absolutely. Is it not one you have? It was a Toyota Corolla, right?
We can't Google shit up here. Anyone got the AMCAP rating on a Toyota Corolla? Heckle us, don't. None of that.
And I know about cars. Like, I get all the jokes that you're all making. Like,
you know what a Toyota Corolla's social status is.
I just
kind of get
it. Yeah, I know what that looks like.
You've driven a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what a Mazda 3 is.
The 37-year-old told deputies she was being trained in a game of Black Ops to steal a car, but called authorities to make her carjacking legal.
Okay. Do you mean Call of Duty?
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Call of Duty Black Ops.
Call of Duty Black Ops, yes.
She's been trained in Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yes. This is a guess. This is surmise. I'm surmising.
Yeah.
I don't think she was doing the single player campaign. I think this is a multiplayer.
Multiplayer situation.
Multiplayer with the Kia Boys.
Do you think it was maybe like a Grand Theft role playing server kind of thing? Where everybody was on the doing part. This is how you steal a Kia.
Could you do that in Black Ops?
I think there's vehicles, but...
I don't know. I'm not really sure a Call of Duty person. If only there was someone on the stage who played a ton of Call of Duty.
No, that'd be really cringe.
Yeah, that'd be...
be cheeky.
That'd be like being one of those FIFA guys. That'd be so embarrassing. Like a FIFA guy household, Call of Duty... lady household.
And you're making really like personal jokes that these people don't really understand.
Yeah, I'm sort of looking directly at you.
They're at me.
Like you two have like the default games that if you walk into an EB Games so you don't know what you want, the guy would be like, well, there's Call of Duty, there's FIFA. Have at them. It seems like you have a lovely time though.
Just kind of needlessly rude up here, that's all.
According to the sheriff's office, Terman was arrested and is facing trespassing charges.
Because she didn't report the trespass.
She didn't report the trespass.
Oh. Yeah.
Rookie move.
By the way, I'm going to be where I'm at while I'm doing it.
Yes.
I just trespassed and I'm about to steal a car.
Yeah. I'm stealing a car, but it's not from my house.
This is from someone else's place. This is not my car. Yeah.
So did she actually get away with stealing the car?
She didn't get the car. They got her.
Right.
Because she was in the car at the time.
But she only got the trespass thing.
Yes. Yeah. She didn't get charged for, like, attempted stealing.
Sounds like she found a nice loophole then.
Okay. I think it'd be a nice loophole if you ended up with a car.
But, I mean, it's sort of risk-free. Like, anyone could go out and, like, call the cops and say, hey...
I'm stealing a car.
I'm stealing a car, plus I'm trespassing.
Mm-hmm.
You know that now. Take that with you tonight.
Get one of those build your dreamses. Get an electric car.
Yes, BYD.
They play a little song... when they're driving slowly, so you know they're coming.
And this one's for maybe
the boys in the back row there. You can mod it to play the Evangelion theme if you. All right, that was
boys at the back.
That was the middle finger from the boys at the back.
This energy is going to go so well in the recorded version.
We've done so little crowd work. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Where
they're
are you
already
from?
In a froth. We don't need to work the
any further.
This is
a crowd that wants crowd work.
They love to talk to people about stuff on the spot with a microphone. Pressure. Where are you from?
Oh.
Yeah, smart. Oh. You don't have to travel as far to get here for the live show.
You'd hate to have flown somewhere to see...
Oh yeah, who's from out of town?
Who's from out of town?
Woo!
Oh my god!
Not that many of you. Right, this is a hard sell to out-of-state people. That's still pretty good. The airfare's pretty cheap. Honestly, I didn't think it would be
that
cheap
to fly these days.
Yeah.
When you live in Queensland, you have to go to fucking Sydney and Melbourne for shit all the time. They don't understand what it feels like for it to be the flip side.
That's right.
They don't get that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're basically a little country town with 2.4 million people in it. Hey, if I picked out one of you guys and started grilling you with questions, you would probably die. You might end up in a coffin. It's time for Coffin Watch.
Scared.
We lost that theme today.
Mm. You found it.
Quite badly.
And in general as well.
Yeah. This is from KLFY in Louisiana.
The Cleef.
Yeah, that sounds close. Jeep drives pay tribute during funeral service.
Huh?
Okay.
Jeep drives pay tribute during funeral service.
Okay.
Jeep drives pay tribute.
Jeep drives.
Jeep drives.
If you say it a couple of times, you'll realize you're saying drives with a J.
Jives.
So this is a social, this is a social event as well, which might be a shock to a few of you. So just turn to someone next to you and say, Jeep drives.
Jeep drives.
Pay
Jeep drives.
Tribute.
Look at the person next to you.
Introduce yourself.
Look them right in the eyes.
Yeah, you don't have to use your name. This is an icebreaker.
Yeah. You guys have become lifelong best friends. Jeep drives paid tribute during funeral service. Family and friends of Macy Richard and Geraldine Hebert gathered to lay their loved ones to... This is a really grim episode. I don't know why I picked these ones.
Oh, the all deaths episode?
Recent deaths, mostly deaths. Yeah. Family and friends of Macy Richard and Geraldine Hebert...
Big fan of death up the front there.
...gathered to lay their loved ones to rest and pay tribute to them in a very special way.
Is it using
Jeep drives?
Is it using Jeeps?
It has something to do with Jeeps.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hebert and Richard died in a boating accident in Toledo Bend during May's heavy storms. That part's not the funny part of this story, by the way. I didn't include it because of the boating accident. Yeah. Grow up.
Early laughs, though.
I can see some of you people laughing right now.
Anticipatory laughs. Yeah. And you can still get pregnant from anticipatory laughs. So. Their loss sent shockwaves to their family as they mourn the passing of the mother and daughter. Okay, that also not funny.
Yeah.
This is getting us to the part that is...
They could have made it funny by saying it left bow
You
waves.
Decide. You decide what's funny.
Yeah.
We podcast, you decide.
Yeah.
Through the mourning also came beauty as the family asked all Jeep owners in the area to ride in the procession.
All Jeep owners.
How do you reach all out to Jeep all owners. Jeep owners?
Send out a memo to like
Can
the
I have
Jeep
that from the top,
WhatsApp
please?
Chat.
Yes. You're making me say morning again, which is bringing us back to the sad part. But yeah. Through the morning also came beauty as the family asked all Jeep owners in the area to ride in the procession in honor of Hebert's love for the vehicle.
Just loved Jeeps.
Love Jeeps. Yes.
Okay. Imagine dying and somebody says, what do you think Ben's defining feature was?
Yeah.
A parade of Subaru Foresters?
A parade of Subaru Foresters.
Base model really? Only.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we know like 220 people here, right? How many of you know a lesbian? Call them. Get them to bring their Subaru Forester. We can make
ready.
This happen.
Thank you. That's what I want. As dozens of Jeep drivers took part in the procession, News 10 caught up with Hebert's best friend to talk about how special it was for the drivers to take part. It was such a beautiful... Sorry, quote. It was such a beautiful thing. Geraldine bought her Jeep sometime this year, and she loved it.
Okay.
She's had a Jeep for less than 6 months. She had a Jeep for maximum 6 months.
That's
five
a fake
and a half
fan.
Months. And you're like, fuck, we got to do something.
Yeah.
What did she like?
It's like buying your mom a Mother's Day present. Like, she drives a Jeep. She likes Jeeps.
She was reading a book. I think we could get her a book.
Going back through your recent messages. Got a Jeep?
I got a Jeep.
She bought a Jeep.
Bought a Jeep.
She bought a Jeep.
If you're in that Jeep lifestyle.
Yeah.
Everything changes.
It is a lifestyle, I feel, having a Jeep.
When you're
Jeep
out there thing. Wrangling.
It's more than just an identity. It's more than just a car manufacturer. It's a way of life.
It's a way of life, yeah.
I almost bought a Jeep Cherokee instead of my Forester.
Imagine but what your life could be.
You'd be a different man, yeah.
How different you would be
it
as
had
a person.
Like all sliding doors vinyl moment. Interior, the whole thing. Would have been dope. And I was this close to buying it, but when I messaged the guy on Facebook Marketplace, he said, no, it's sold.
Yeah.
So.
Sliding doors. Sliding
almost. Doors. I was just seconds away from owning a 1985 Jeep Grand Cherokee, maybe? That thing was fucking huge. would have been very stupid. I would have felt so cool, though.
Yeah. Shame God doesn't want you to be happy.
Yeah. Instead, I have a forester that's falling apart.
Yeah.
Thanks, God. Appreciate it.
Job gave... God gave Job a Subaru Forester.
I've given you a lot of boils. Yeah. I've killed your son. And this is your new car.
Hang on. It's fucking... It's Satan again. What's he
Every
what?
Time you give take
him
it
a
in.
Give him a Subaru Forester?
A lot of Job references lately.
I don't know why we've been talking about Job
Just talking
so much.
A lot about Job.
Yeah. Yeah.
That guy didn't have a good run. He didn't treat him very fairly.
No.
God didn't treat that guy very fairly. He had a bad time.
Yeah.
That
it
was
used
a, like
to,
a Trump thing,
hard.
But I don't know how to do the voice. Yeah. Fuck! Does anyone do a good Trump and you could run up here and sub in real quickly? No, just kidding. We don't want you up here.
Yeah. Stay in your seats.
Please, stay seated for the entire
Put your day. Hand down.
Do you genuinely... Oh, Shep, fuck off. You do not... You don't. You can't do impressions. I know for a fact that you can't. How many beers have you had? Cut that man off. Get him out of here. If she would have seen all the Jeeps behind her procession...
Fuck off.
She would have had a from smile. Heaven. Fucking Jeeps.
It's one of it's Jeeps. One of okay. It's one of the cuntiest vehicles out there, right? Like,
you think a Jeep is cunty?
Do you like?
Well, they're serving cunt at least.
I'm just going to poll the audience real quick,
yeah. Okay.
Just a sort of a quick survey. Who among you think that Theo's personality can carry off saying like cunty or like serving cunt?
Yeah, oh my
it's
god!
Fine. It's fine.
Look how far I've come. My therapist is gonna be fucking thrilled. Martina, this one's for you.
And she might listen to this.
And
she knows.
Might listen to this because she knows.
Did you, oh no!
Did you talk about the live show in the lead?
No,
up to
she's
it
on all? Holiday. I've been a
roller jogging.
Yeah.
Booking in an extra long session.
Yeah.
Gonna make you listen to the show while I sit.
Was it funny? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's good?
Everyone was laughing at me like that joke I did, right? You heard it? You heard the laughs?
It's like a little bit irreverent, but like it's okay. Like we're not bad people, right?
Yeah. They don't notice how
everyone
the bottom
we were
of my pants
about
are rolled
died.
Up because it doesn't fit me.
There's some other stuff in here about people that haven't died.
Okay.
So that's fine. There's some people getting really grievously injured. That's okay. If she would have seen all the Jeeps behind her procession, she would have had a smile. And I know she did, up in heaven, to see what was going on, too.
The fucking escalation. Like, if she'd have seen this...
And she did.
She did, for sure.
And she did.
And she would have smiled. And she did.
And she did.
And she did.
She loved it.
Holy fuck, that's 11 Jeeps. I'm part of the choir eternal. I have eternal bliss. And that's 11 Jeeps. Could this day get any better?
A Jeep cannot fit through the door of heaven, just FYI. Like,
yes. I have the needle. We know so much about the Bible.
We're
it's
so
crazy.
Much about the Bible. I've been learning a lot.
We are kind of pivoting to
a biblical
podcast.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
Job heavy.
How are we doing for time? I genuinely don't know. How are you guys feeling? Do you want us to like wrap this up now?
We can stop
like immediately.
All right. Okay. We got a little bit more notes.
Yeah. Sort of 30% on board. Let's keep going.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ, how rambunctious is this audience? It's basically a zoo.
Yes.
It's time for Zoo Watch.
This is one of the dopest
this
ones.
This one's really fucking
it's
good.
So good.
This one in the Cryptid Watch name.
I'm sorry, it's gauche for me to say, but it's fucking...
Z-double-o,
gauche?
That's what? Gauche. That's what?
What do I say?
Sorry, it's what?
Gauche.
It's gosh.
It's gosh.
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 It's
pronounced
gosh.
Gosh.
Hey, sorry, I'm fucking...
He's pausing this part of the show, turning to his therapist. Okay, so it came
I
to a crashing halt here.
I just didn't know.
I was riding high.
I was worried. I was going so good in the gauche.
Gauche?
It's Gauche?
Sorry, this is just Auburn, centrifuge, plasmid. That's the beer one.
The drug
Thank you, Judge.
It is the drug.
I'll have a Pinot Noir, please.
Me too.
All right. That, well, he was going to get you a rosé. I'd already planned this. So
that's
Pinot,
fine.
Judd, it's...
Turn around, Judd.
Just don't worry. No worries if not. Judd, no worries if not.
No, Judd, it's two Pinots, a schooner of the rice lager, and a porcelain man. Thank you very much. And we've just seamlessly blended this into the show because we had the code word system.
Yeah.
So no one knew what was happening.
You guys are so clueless about what just happened.
Oh, man. I bet the people listening to the recorded version of this are so thrilled they weren't in the room. This inscrutable, annoying version is probably much better when you're on the train. This comes to us from KSNW. Oh. We do this one nearly every week.
The snow.
The snow. You say snow. I like snow.
Again, we can dump it.
You don't like it. We're going to start having meetings about the bits we do and do not like. For one, I don't like the jokes. Couldn't we just like do the news
jokes.
Stories and just let it be?
Yeah.
Enough. Everyone's always trying to one-up each other. I'm sick of it. This is from the thing that I just said. Why are you applauding him? Don't applaud him.
Don't. No. Boo.
Don't encourage this man.
I'm a gassy man. It's part of my truth.
Honestly, you're coming off as kind of desperate. Like, it's not a good look. Play it a little cooler, a little easier.
We've got some jokes about Ulysses coming up later, so...
Never going to read it.
No.
Not even once. Not
no,
even on
me
the list.
Either.
Bear unsuccessfully attempts to break out of enclosure at Southeast Kansas Zoo.
I mean, they're doing that every day, right?
You would think every day is
every
an unsuccessful
day.
Escape
You're like,
attempt.
Yeah. Wake up. Oh, I'm still in a fucking
I'm
zoo.
I'm still fucking here.
Yeah.
Every animal in a zoo, every waking minute.
Well, I mean, the ones that have enough, like...
Oh, yeah. Some of the stupid ones, they've got no fucking
The dumbass
idea.
Ones.
Yeah.
The otters?
Yeah.
They're absolutely... They know
that We could list them, like, dumbest to smartest animal.
What do you think? What do you think is the smartest animal in a zoo?
I think it's the otter. I think it's the otter.
You said
it's
dumb.
They know that they're in there, but they also know that they are not free of sin. So.
Biblical, again. Yeah. That's what we're sort of sticking with now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dumbest ones are the turtles, I think.
Any of the...
the
None
what?
Of the ungulates are trying to escape. That's my belief.
Yeah.
No, they're enjoying themselves.
Ungulates
they're happy.
Love being in zoos.
Mm. Yeah.
I think zoos are kind of bad, generally. They don't raise money for conservation or whatever. I don't think animals enjoying being there, except ungulates.
It's a prey animal,
they
you know?
The time prey animals love being in
they
zoos.
They love being in the zoo.
Let the predator animals go. Anything where the eyes are on the side of the head can stay.
Yeah. You know what I love about the zoo? No predators.
Eyes on the front. Wait, no, is that... Don't... Lions
the ones on the side of the head. They're
What did I fucking say about decorum?
You were warned. You were warned.
I have one request. The other one is, please like us. Two requests.
Someone dropped their jar of hose water.
God bless.
Angel.
Gorb, Judd, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
If anything, they're the real podcasters. Yeah. Talk to them after the show. They're both very visually distinctive. You'll find them. A bear unsuccessfully attempted to break out of its enclosure at a zoo in southeast Kansas on Sunday. Again, all zoo animals have unsuccessfully attempted to break out of their zoo enclosures every day. That's not
every
news.
Day.
That's the absence of news. Mm. They should have another word for that.
I just want to break the little wall here.
No.
Yeah. You're like, reading ahead?
No, I'm not reading ahead. It's just like you make these little titles for each thing, which you like, you make a lot of jokes
and
in the titles.
They're just for
that
me.
Are just for you, but
you're
like you printed it out.
You get
and
so
I'm sitting
mad
here,
when I read
couch.
Them out.
You're not supposed to read
I'm
them.
I'm like right next to you and it says the unbearable lightness of being contained.
Well, yeah, because it's...
Like unbearable.
Like the unbearable lightness of being... But he's being contained.
Yeah, we know.
You don't... We're not really readers.
The response really suggested right. People understood.
Yeah.
I think I was fine.
We know that that's a reference.
Yeah.
It's to what?
To that movie, that book. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never read it or saw it.
No.
Haven't seen it.
Both
haven't read
very
it.
Good.
Who here has read
The unbearable lightness of being?
No, no, just anything.
No, just general.
Oh.
There's one hand up the back.
One hand. Two.
Do we have any people who can read in the audience?
Any literates?
Five literate
any literates
people.
On deck?
Right. Please leave. This is not for you. This is for stupids. What just happened to you? Did you start thinking about the stupids?
Yeah, oh, you are the girls beautiful? Up the front, they know.
Yeah. Hey, no talking to the ladies.
You're shit.
He's had a sip of Pinot Noir. He's gone off.
They squealed for the stupids.
Yes!
Oh, just,
that's right. That's the energy that you should be bringing to this show.
That's maybe the episode title. Quote.
So I'm going to roast individual members of the audience.
Yeah. I'm not roasting.
You there. What's what? Your whole fucking deal? Let's go. Earlier today, Ralph Mitchell Zoo staff discovered one of its three Siberian bear... Sorry, you can see what happened
this
to me there.
This man said Siberian.
Out, I said Siberian.
This motherfucker.
I had a really long day, and I'm really hungover because of what we did.
Can we get a hand for Ben, who fucking organised this whole goddamn thing? Put it all together.
We didn't do shit.
We didn't do shit. Oh, we're Lucy, still getting paid.
Lucy organised the Bonta Vista on the back wall.
Yeah, I did some work.
I'm going to touch it. I haven't touched it yet.
He's getting tactile.
He's moving around the stage. We're such a dynamic presence.
I need sensory input.
Yeah. That's interesting. I wonder what that's about. Earlier today... You don't have a card that says...
Just making notes.
Yeah. It'll take a while because...
And how would you do that, like, physically?
Or did you lose it in your pocket because it's so small? He has a really small phone.
Wave it around for the people.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm on my third crack of this sentence currently. Earlier today, Ralph Mitchell Zoo staff discovered one of its three Siberian bear sisters had apparently decided zoo life had become unbearable. That is a miserable thing to say to get the pun. Oh, it wished it could kill itself. Bear joke. Don't say that your animals found life unbearable. That's bad, and everyone knows it's true, which makes it way worse. Don't invite that comparison. I'm not going to tell them how to do their jobs. It made an unsuccessful attempt to tunnel out of her enclosure, said the city of Independence, Kansas.
Ooh. Ironic.
So how ironic when this bear has none.
Mm. Yeah.
You're sad. All here sad. Laughing it up at a live podcast show.
Free out here doing whatever you like.
And that bear's still in there probably.
Fucked up, really.
Unless it succeeded since this story has come out.
And you guys haven't been thinking about the bear at all.
Yeah.
You know? You've been living your life.
Just coming here to have a laugh. Have a little beer and a laugh. Yeah.
Driving your Subaru Foresters without a care in the world.
Drunk driving your Subaru Forester home later.
Yep. I'm probably going to walk, but yeah. The city says the bear never made it out of its enclosure, but that she did dig under the viewing platform and was briefly out of sight to zoo staff. That is...
Yeah.
She's fucking going for it. She doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
Let her out.
It's because she's in fucking Kansas.
In Independence, Kansas?
Yeah. Oh, beautiful Independence, Kansas. Kansas.
Pretty far from Siberia, though.
Pretty far from Siberia. Yeah. Yeah. We can all agree.
Yeah. And those hot Independent summers.
Yeah.
Which is what they're having now because they're north hemisphere, the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Quote, staff quickly responded to the situation, coaxed the bear back into the security of her pen, and are taking steps to reinforce the enclosure to eliminate any chance of a future breakout, said Independence.
The security of her pen, like they're doing her a fucking favour.
Yeah. Oh, no, we're
you like
you
it
safer
in here.
We don't want you to hurt yourself under that viewing platform. No.
We're going to have to take your shoelaces.
Yeah.
Because of what you might do.
And she loved those shoelaces.
We know you want to get out of here, but it's really important. you come back where all come these back. People can look at you.
Come back.
Yeah. Be able
we
to look at you.
We kind of need you here so that a guy from Kansas can be
money.
Like, huh, how about that? Huh. That's a bear.
Do something.
Yeah, dance.
Why does it look so depressed?
Yeah. Dude,
who gave that bear a gun?
I don't want to keep this morbid, but I think he's dead now. You ever hear about, I think his name is Arturo, and he was famous being like the world's saddest bear?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Woo!
It's not...
it's not what you want to be famous for.
No.
No.
I would like to be the world's happiest bear.
Yeah.
But well, I can't really grow body hair.
Yeah, so not hairy enough, not hairy enough.
It's not really on the cards for me.
What? Well, sorry, I didn't catch that.
limited parts. So Arturo was he was, because he's dead. He's a polar bear that lived in a zoo somewhere in South America. And, like, they...
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I can't tell you.
We didn't put him there.
But, like, it became almost like a meme of, like, look how sad this lonely bear is. You can come see him. He fucking hated being in there, and then he died.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Let Arturo be free. He's free now, because he's dead. Which, in a way, is the ultimate freedom.
Yeah.
Mm.
Let's all kill ourselves. It just is a joke. Let's do it.
It's a joke. It's just like in jest.
You won't have to go to work on Monday.
We've got a special keg of beer, and we're handing it out.
Yeah. Oh, the porcelain man is dosed.
Yes. Yeah.
I only drank half, so.
You'll
I'm just
be kind fine,
of feeling
probably.
Good.
Oh, shit myself.
There's a slight euphoric effect before you die.
Yeah.
So enjoy that.
And the dying feels good too. So.
Quote.
does feel good.
It's like the last. It's the ultimate trip. I read about that once in a. Quote, to fully ensure public safety while the bear was misbehaving.
We're putting it on the bear now?
Yeah. That bear was rude for trying to assert its freedom. Oh, naughty bear, you don't want to be here.
Gaslighting this bear so bad. Yes. You want to be safe in here.
She's a strong, beautiful woman trying to gain her independence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Independence. Ironically.
You don't keep her in a cage.
Don't. Cage that bear.
Don't dull her sparkle.
Yes. Let her kill a couple
the
of
bushel
Kansas.
Thing.
Let her kill them.
Her light. Bushel. Whatever that combination of things
I don't
is.
Get what it means.
I don't understand. Is the bushel... Light?
What is a bushel?
It's like a bundle of stuff.
That sounds right.
What's a bushel?
Anyone know what a bushel is?
Bushel
is this
heads?
Is the one... No, one say anything. This is the one bit of audience interaction. We're
genuine
going to get
question, because we can't be on our phones.
We'll throw it to the audience. This is going to be a show of hands. Does anyone know what a bushel is? What's a bushel? A bunch of vegetables.
A bunch of vegetables.
It is like a bundle.
Why would
of stuff,
you hide
right?
your lantern
Why
there?
Why would the light be under there?
All right, we're narrowing it down. We're narrowing it down.
We're going back into shut-up mode. But thank you all very much. It's much appreciated.
What if the viewing platform has some trapdoors built in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like several, so it's not clear which one is maybe going to activate randomly, and every now and then someone gets dropped
it's
in
It's a little
there.
Give and take.
Yes.
You want to look at the bear, maybe you fall in and you really get to look at the bear.
Because you, every time you look at the bear... You
the
take
bear
from
looks
her.
Back.
You're an energy. You are an energy vampire to that bear. Mm-hmm.
You are giving the bear depression.
You get the joy of looking at a depressed bear, and what does she get from it?
She absorbs your bad feelings.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
She's an empath.
She's an empath.
She's an empath.
Yes.
All bears are empaths. We understand that.
It should just be like a lottery of just like if you're in there, yeah. Look at the bear. Have a wonderful time looking at the bear. Talking to the people around you about looking at the bear.
Uh-huh.
Go wild. You might get in there. Yeah. We might throw you in there.
Every now and then, bear's someone hungry. Who's standing there eating a corn dog gets to go down and really commune with the bear.
Yes.
Be one with the bear.
Oh, my God. You think about that. It's going to be a short communion.
Yep.
For sure. Bear is killing you.
You want it to be as short as possible, I think.
You know for a fact, though, that the last 3 seconds... Eye to eye.
Beautiful
bear. Nothing but Simpatico.
Yeah.
Yep.
Respect. Two bodies, mm-hmm. one soul.
Yes. And then one body, because your body is inside the body.
After a while, it's two souls, one body.
Of
yeah.
The bear. Yeah. Yeah. All of it's just inside the bear. Yeah. Yeah. And that's fair.
Yeah.
Zoos, if you're listening, do the system we just described.
We have many zoo innovations for you.
Copyright free.
You can have that one.
Quote, to fully ensure public safety while the bear was misbehaving, staff cleared the zoo of all visitors and locked the secondary enclosure within 5 minutes of discovering the dig. Because they were worried that a bear might escape at a zoo, so they went into
but
lockdown.
It's not like it hasn't gone anywhere.
Yes.
It's very
gone from
sad.
Here to there.
Yeah.
They just can't see it under the viewing platform.
Yeah. I think if you can't see where your bear is, that's like a classic zookeeper's like red flag.
The zookeeper's dilemma. Yeah. Yeah.
Zookeeper's folly. Right. Yeah.
Hey,
quick count
any
of the bears.
Have you all seen the bears?
Mm. I'll poke around till I find
it. Ah, oh, shit. You want to know where your bear is? Do you know where your bear is? staff cleared the zoo of all visitors, locked the secondary enclosure within 5 minutes of discovering the dig, and within 10 minutes had the bear back safely secured in the enclosure. The bears will be off exhibit for the next few days while staff make further modifications and reinforcements to their enclosure. We know what that means.
Yeah.
They're psychologically torturing the bear.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never escape. Stop trying. You're trapped here forever.
If you leave, I'll kill myself. Yeah.
I need you. No, I mean it. I need you. We need you.
We need each other.
Yes. You wouldn't survive a second out there without me. Oh, this is a very dark avenue. That's... Hey.
I really like that you chose all of these stories.
Me? No.
I think they're great.
And they've been going, oh, no, as you turn the page.
Look, we are at, I think, like 75 minutes of...
None of us can tell time, just to be fair.
Which was kind of like the thing we were going to shoot for, but one story left in the notes. No. I don't think they want to hear another story from
the
notes.
We weren't asking you. We weren't. No, I was talking to you.
It's stupid how well that works.
Yeah, it's weird. Hey, what if we did all of that build-up and then just walked off?
No encore.
Oh, you'd hate it so much if we denied you that last story. You'd be squirming in your seats. That would be the one thing that you wouldn't want to happen.
Yeah.
It's time for This Is The One Thing That We Didn't Want To Happen.
This is the one thing we didn't want to happen.
This one comes to us from... KTVZ in Oregon.
No, thank you.
Lucy's bullied you enough, you're not going to do it?
She has. I don't like it when she tells
me
to stop doing things.
She has a very dominant personality. Yes. It's very...
It's kind of choogy.
You kind of have to do what she says. Fuck. That works on us. Bull jumps sister's rodeo arena fence, escapes, semicolon... Three struck, injured by bull as crowd scrambles out of the way. Do you need that headline again?
Did you say sister's rodeo?
Yeah. Bull jumps sister's rodeo arena fence.
Sister's rodeo.
Yep. It's their arena fence.
Sister's rodeo.
Everybody's sister has a rodeo.
Yeah.
You know?
You know you're from the country when your sister has a rodeo. Three struck, injured by bull as crowd... scrambles out of the way. A bull jumped a fence and escaped from the Sisters Rodeo Arena during the bull riding event at Saturday night's performance, striking and injuring three people while it ran through the rodeo grounds, sparking a frantic run for safety, authorities said.
Now,
this wasn't a laugh for that. That's very interesting.
Controversial opinion, but
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Let them out.
Yeah, you went down to the bull poking show.
Yeah. Oh, you having a great time watching him? Or are you going to be watching him from real close?
It's okay. I've got a 4-foot barrier in front of me. This is, I like this for, they should let the bear get in there as well, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Let the bear have a crack.
Yes,
you know?
It's multi-ball time.
Get all of the unhappiest animals at the zoo, put them in the middle and be like, all right, guys, we've given you time to get a drink.
Yeah.
Gates are open.
Have self-fulfillment time.
Yeah. Hey, stay safe out there.
Have fun.
The incident happened shortly before 10 p.m. at the 84th Sisters
Rodeo.
Are
they riding that late?
It's so late to be at the Sisters Rodeo. Yeah.
I've been to a couple of rodeos in my time because my mum is a cowboy.
Yeah, that rocks.
Shout out to my mum.
Woo! Shout out to Ben's mum. Woo!
She's not here tonight, but she said she would maybe come.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks, mum. So she does listen to the recorded one, so she will be hearing this part. No, it's fine. I know you've got stuff on. I'm not mad at you. It's okay.
You did immediately make me picture you falling asleep on a bull. 10 p.m., that's too late to send Theo out on a bull.
That is simply too late. I've been training for this for weeks, but that is bedtime.
Do you think they have a Pinot Noir at Sisters Rodeo? Do you think... Get a little Pinot?
They're always wine on the back bar at a rodeo.
Are they fucked up going out there?
No,
the
cowboys get fucked up.
The people in the audience are fucked up.
Okay.
The guys on the bulls are sober as a pig.
What about the bulls?
Oh yeah, they juice them up.
They're not happy
up.
About it. Yeah.
They're probably mad. Or they're angry.
Yeah.
This is just like a shot in the dark. Was that Emma? You have such a beautifully distinctive laugh. I would describe that almost as a cackle. This incident happened shortly before 10 p.m. at the Sisters Rodeo, a popular event that draws many of the nation's top cowboys and thousands of spectators. Ooh. The Sisters Rodeo Association issued a statement.
Oh, you're a top 10 cowboy?
A top cowboy?
Are you a ranked cowboy?
I'm looking for the bottom cowboys. That's just something about me. Where are those guys hanging out?
And is there a Mr. Sisters?
Oh, you didn't do very well? Hey, let me buy you a drink.
Oh, you're sad about the rodeo.
Hey, lie down. Let me give you a massage. Your shoulders must be so sore.
Oh, you must be so tense right now. It must be so hard riding a bull.
That must have been the hardest 8 seconds of your life.
Mm. I bet your thighs are black and blue.
Something slightly harder?
Can I put your hat on for a bit?
Let's swap hats. Let's swap shirts. Let's swap jeans.
Swap souls.
I actually live nearby.
Keep going. Keep going.
You guys
check out. I'm going to close my eyes. You keep going.
And they're pearl snaps, so you know it's happening real easy as well.
Ooh. Ugh,
bang. Oh, you're so sweaty, but you smell so good. The Sisters Rodeo Association issued a statement early Sunday that said three people were injured, quote, as a direct result of the bull.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else would it be?
He didn't choose to be there.
Yeah, it was more as a direct result of man's hubris.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's kind of like Jurassic Park.
It's,
is it the dinosaur's fault or is it John Hammond's fault?
It's his fault.
The association said the rodeo announcer, quote, immediately activated the emergency response plan as, quote,
the run bull. Away from the bull.
Holy shit!
It's weird. We hadn't told all these people about the plan, but they all just seem to know
it. It's very interesting that you said that.
It's intuitive. It's kind of intuitive.
The packed crowd was singing along with Lee Greenwood's God Bless the USA.
Yes.
Oh, hell yes.
All right.
When the circling bull is seen jumping the fence.
Yeah. We all love an allegory.
It's so fucking good.
It's a beautiful image.
That's just tremendous.
I love an obvious metaphor.
Yeah.
To me, that like light the brain
on the nose.
Yeah.
Quote, get to higher ground, everybody. There's a bull out.
Can bulls not climb? Can they not climb?
Once you've got the higher ground, you instantly beat the bull. It's like Star Wars rules.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't need instructions in that circumstance.
Pretty straightforward.
Let your body tell you what to
listen
do.
Listen to your body, folks.
I think yours would tell you to lie down.
Yes. And they would know I'm not a threat. I love the beautiful bulls.
Yep.
This guy's on our side because he looks very soft and pliable, and I can tell.
I don't need to be mauled. I got enough going on.
Hey. Not today. Quote, get to higher ground. Open the gates, Billy.
Billy.
Everybody in the grass, get under the grandstands or up in the grandstands. The pickup men are coming around. Well, that's
what?
You know, that at least would make you feel a little better.
Yeah.
Oh, the pickup men are coming? Oh, I'm not even worried about this pool anymore.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not going to run. The pickup men are
Help
coming.
Help is on its way.
Yeah.
How many people in the arena, like when the bull went over the fence, how many people in the arena do you think needed to be told a bull is loose?
Yeah. Well, what if someone, this is hypothetical. In my imaginarium here.
You're getting a hot dog. Yeah. Your back is turned.
I'm imagining eating a hot dog right now.
Ooh.
Incredible.
You got some relish on there.
Imagine you're catching up with someone you haven't seen for fucking ages. It's been like 10 years. You guys were best
friends.
Sisters
rodeo.
You go to Sisters rodeo together. Why
don't we just... You ever been to the Sisters rodeo?
You know what? This is so random.
This is crazy.
I feel like...
Would it just be so weird if we went to the Sisters rodeo this weekend?
I know it's tonight and like we don't have any other plans. We should just go, right?
And like I kind of always felt like there was something between us.
Yeah,
all
we never
years ago.
Resolved it, right?
No,
yeah.
It's
and we will.
We just left
here.
Our marriages, and it's like maybe we could just kind of just go out and see what happens.
What if we kissed at the Sisters rodeo?
Do you hear screaming? Do you hear screaming?
Because you're so in
I'm
that
just
conversation.
Lost. I'm lost in your eyes.
You've been talking about like nothing.
What if we fingered at the Sisters rodeo?
Yeah, you didn't see the ball because you were busy fingering. But it was a two-way fingering. You were fingering each other.
Yeah.
So you were both distracted.
All right, check this out. So you're, so it's like 6 seconds into the rodeo. What if you chose that time to get up and go and get a beer?
Yeah.
Just get up and like, well, you don't know what's going on. No. It could be anything. It could be the greatest time of your life.
You stand there trying to make small talk while the guy's pouring your beer. You're like, huh, a lot of hollering in there.
What a noise back there.
Good cowboy, good cowboy.
Wonder what that's about. What are you doing afterwards?
You hear that all the time.
You hear every Saturday or just this one? I'll be back. I'm getting another beer. Oh, I'm getting another beer for sure. I'm so thirsty. Quote, everybody keep your eyes open.
Ah. Great advice.
Bull safety number one.
Yeah, yeah,
bull safety number one. When the bull jumps the barricade and into your section, don't just kind of turn around. Don't take your phone out. Don't take your phone
out. You're going to want to.
Be in the moment.
Lord knows you're going to want to. Because you're going to want to film that. World star.
Or you're way. Like, wonder what's happening on TikTok.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, bang, you've been gored.
This has been happening for 10 seconds now. This is kind of like a second screen activity.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta be scrolling. Where's my vape? Zoomers. Try watching a movie without doing something else.
Yeah.
It'll hands kill
up,
you.
Hands up if your attention span has been fucked by the constant stream of media in your life.
It's not good.
Yay! Woo!
I love going on my phone. Yeah.
You're
so
all dead
cool
at the Sisters
there.
Rodeo. You are ground into dust.
Quote, a bull is in the grass. A bull has jumped the arena fence and he's in the grass. If you're in the grass, get out of the way.
Did he say it like that?
Yeah.
This is the best advice I have ever heard.
I got to tell you, being in the grass is not the place to be right now. Get out of there.
It's kind of not the vibe.
Low-key, being in the grass is not the vibe. When,
yes. Yeah.
Being and in you the grass fell off for real.
What gets me is that you're so up with the contemporary slang that it's crazy. I can picture you as a 21-year-old.
Shut the fuck up.
I've still got to read out a couple of words. Video shared with News Channel 21 and posted to social media show the bull jumping the fence, then running through the relatively light late-night crowd. These guys have had some beers. They're licking up. Their reaction
is
not moving
up.
Fast.
You'd be on the natty lights for hours at the Sisters Rodeo.
You've had 20 natty lights.
You've just been
like,
fingered.
Once or twice.
You're in that afterglow state. You've reconnected with lost love.
You're currently completely satisfied.
Yeah.
You've been fingered as much as you can be fingered in a public setting.
Yep.
Without having to resort to
and
like
we
external
we all know exactly
tools.
How much that is. We've all been there.
You're in the afterglow. You're in that nice level of 20 beers drunk where you just chill.
And you've missed intimacy in your marriage for so long.
You haven't been
before,
touched.
You hadn't even been touched affectionately before the sisters' rodeo.
He just comes home at night and turns on the TV.
Yeah.
Fox News.
It felt so good just to be looked
just
at.
Just to be
with
listened
desire.
To, you know?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden...
it's
you
ball
have
time.
To run yeah. because it's ball time. And you're just going, hey, Chris... I mean this. It was so good to... Oh, shit!
Right!
It's so typical. You get fingered by a beautiful guy and then all of a sudden he just disappears. Yeah. Out of the grass. He's out of the grass and he's
that
gone.
That is so true.
One bull and he's out of there.
Yep.
I'm sick of men.
You're such a carry, Andrew.
Marcel Abel, who posted a brief video on Facebook of the ruddy bull, called it, quote... the most insane thing I've seen in a long time.
Sure.
Fair. Yeah. Fair.
Probably.
Yeah. You should watch One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Calibrate yourself.
Is it because it has crazy people in it?
What else could it be?
I thought you would pick something weird. You'd be like, oh, he watched Holy Mountain.
That came to mind.
I take it seriously.
Like the film version, one... Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you saw a bull get loose? You should try watching Girl Interrupted. Now.
I have a tiny bit more about this... this incident from another news story. This is from WLWT. All right.
I think I saw this video. Just ambiently. Oh, and I know I'm not supposed to, but I didn't know that it was a video that was going to be seen.
After I put it in the notes.
All I'm saying is every time I see a bull get loose in the stands, I cheer for the bull and I fucking love it.
Yeah, we all do.
Bull? That's good viewing.
Yeah.
We all know the bull is the protagonist.
Yes.
The bull.
They are the good guy in the story.
Yeah.
Yep. They are old boy.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Right.
Few minor details changed.
You can't just prompt agreement from the audience when you feel like
agree with me.
They are the Korean version of old boy. Everybody, yes. And not Josh Brolin, old boy.
No, not that one. No.
So
haven't watched it.
Please don't.
Is it any good?
I watched it. It's fucking terrible.
All right. Good to know.
And I love Spike Lee. What was he doing there?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Spike Lee. Come on. Get your shit together.
He won't.
You are on blast.
He's gone.
Is there anyone this podcast won't rip into... We're crazy. Danielle Smithers was among the rodeo fans with her cell phone flashlight on as the bull named Party Bus.
Just pointed at the bull.
Party Bus.
Fuck yes.
Imagine if you got killed
by Party Bus.
Party Bus.
Yeah. Oh, it was one of those Party Bus deaths. RSA. Oh. They just like kept feeding them drinks. Fell out of the bus and died. No. It was a bull's name, Party Bus. Flattened him, killed him.
What's a party bus?
What's a party bus?
What's that? Like, what's a party bus? Party bus? Like
what
the concept?
Is a
what
party, bus?
Party bus? Okay.
What's the question?
Theo is asking.
The concept of a party bus.
A party bus, sorry. All
it's right. A bus that you go on to have like really...
No, and then party bus is the name of the bull.
Is party bus.
That is his name.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, are we all going to have to stop and break down the concept of a party bus for Theo?
I've been on my phone.
No, don't touch your phone. We had to physically stop him from bringing his switch here. Incredible.
I thought it would be funny as a joke to bring an enormous fidget cube up that my children have and like break it out during an Andrew story, but there's been...
He hasn't told any.
Hey, what about that time that you had to shoot yourself in a cemetery or you got the really bad injury on your leg? Who wants to hear the classics?
Just play the hits.
When we were talking about the lady doing the carjacking and reporting
herself.
Don't
double microphone that man.
Let me tell you. I was thinking about my Uber driver on the way up who was telling me how to discharge your own mortgage and get a free house.
How? Like a free house?
Okay, everybody. No, this is serious. Check out matrixfreedom.co.uk. No, I'm serious.
He said, I've been doing these courses.
Yeah.
Said, I've got a bunch of uni degrees, but I don't feel like doing any of that stuff. I'm into freedom. And I went, who isn't?
Yeah.
Who among us? Who hates freedom? I asked
brother.
Nobody else in the car.
Because you're in the Uber and you're like, totally.
Totally. Total freedom. No, well, he's
literally a captive audience.
He's working his way towards freedom by doing these courses. And he said, I'm doing these courses. You watch these videos. They're free. You go to a website called Matrix Freedom. And you can watch these videos. And then at some point, they start charging you for them. You know, it's like $60 a week. And you watch these things. But this guy, he's teaching me, he did the course. And so he paid $1,200 for the videos, and he learned how to do legalese. He's looking at his tiny phone.
Get off your fucking phone.
He learned how to do legalese, and this guy, he bought a mansion, and then he like discharged his own mortgage, and he got the house for free, and then he leased a car, and he discharged the lease, and then he got the car for free, and now he's a multimillionaire.
So he is, but not you, the Uber driver.
Well, he's teaching him how to do it.
He's learning.
Teach a man to fish.
I like that. It's like multi-level marketing, but for men. Yeah.
Yeah, and...
And how much does it cost? Like this, you'd think that this costs like $10,000.
What would you pay?
$100,000. To become a millionaire? Yeah. I would pay $100,000. You would pay. To be a millionaire.
Only $1,200, my friend.
$1,200.
And awesome. So all I could muster in this situation, because I didn't want to go any further into like, you are doing a scam, sir. And I said...
You're in the process of being scammed,
yeah.
sir.
You're just getting
you're
scammed.
You're mid-scammed. Hey,
yeah.
buddy.
Yep.
You're in it.
I was giving the kind of responses where you're like, I'm vaguely validating what you're saying, but we also could stop the conversation here. So I went with, it would be nice to be a multimillionaire.
That's good.
I agree.
I like money.
Yeah. And I told Theo about this, and like 2 seconds later, he sent me a link to matrixfreedomreviews.co.uk, and it's all these people going, I just gave these guys like £70,000, and then they stopped replying to my messages.
Yeah. So check this out. So you give them like £3,000, and they do nothing. It's such a good scare.
They say, thanks.
Thank you for the money. We haven't worked out how to make your mortgage disagree, but we will be in touch as soon as you know.
Patreon.com/BuntaVista.
Yes.
Yes. $5 at a time.
It's the price of a cup of coffee.
You don't even know. You won't even notice it.
We will, though.
You're buying.
We'll notice.
We'll notice. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
You're buying freedom of the mind.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. We talk about the stuff they don't want you to talk about.
They don't
about.
Want you to hear about.
Mm.
Octagon.
They say it's stupid.
Petunia.
They don't want you to hear about Party
Revenge,
Bust the Bull.
Kill Joe Biden. Quote. And about 30 seconds into it, I stopped and I looked at it and I thought to myself, this is just too beautiful not to have a video. Smithers said.
So get off your phone.
This is before.
Just live in the moment.
Just live in the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always saying this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep your goddamn phone out of your goddamn hands. Yes. Live in the moment. Hey, yes.
Me? What?
No, I'm looking at all of you. Yeah. I'm just sort of looking at
society.
He's looking
I'm not
at society.
ADHD.
I think he's looking at society.
I'm looking.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sort of holding up a crazy funhouse mirror to society.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're telling jokes, but don't they make you think?
No.
Ideally not.
Yeah. We all came here to not think. Except for us. We have
you
to think
are
about
welcome.
The jokes.
This is an hour and a half of nothing.
Anti-thinking.
You don't have to do shit.
Yeah. White noise. You're welcome. She shut off her flashlight and, quote, started recording the bull, just following him, making his loop. And as he started coming around his second loop in my video, he goes right over the fence, she said.
They should have built that fence taller.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to say it.
Build the fence lower.
I'm going to say...
Oh!
No fence. If your plan is to have a bullproof fence, make it so a bull can't jump over
it.
I don't think they can jump that high, right?
No. Can cows jump?
Well, yes.
They must.
Who could say?
Otherwise, have you ever seen a cow?
Cardio would be...
I've never seen it.
Have you seen a cow frolic?
Yes.
Beautiful.
I love a frolicking cow.
It's beautiful stuff.
To instantly make you vegetarian. Yeah.
Mm.
If you fully had beliefs and convictions.
Yeah.
Like if you were like a bit braver.
Like if you were a good person.
And like dedicated.
Yeah. Like if you were willing to
not
just...
If you had like a moral clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can just shut off parts of your brain where you go, my beliefs lead me to this position. Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see like a video of a cow playing with a ball
and
looking
like,
full
like
of joy, and then
that's
I go,
like a dog.
They have a
phone
beauty.
Down.
They've got a humor about them, but also prosciutto.
Yeah, prosciutto.
No.
It's kind of like Job. I'm getting real Job
it's
vibe.
So Job-ish.
From this.
It's very Job.
It's giving Job.
You might learn something.
The Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association said Saturday's incident is a reminder that, quote, while rodeo is a highly entertaining sport, on very rare occasions it can also pose some risk.
Yeah.
Now...
Because of the bull.
Lucy, you professionally work as a copywriter.
Mm.
You might notice that they've very slyly done some editorialising in here.
Mm.
They've said highly entertaining sport.
It is.
Which is... That's
Can't argue with
that's
that.
That's an emotionally charged statement.
Yes.
That's not an objective statement. They're sort of boosting it up. Very rare occasions that happens.
They're rare.
They're playing up how good rodeo is while playing down the risk that you'll get kicked to death.
Yeah.
That's very professional.
I feel like it's probably more than very rare.
You don't
want
to put kicked to death up front.
Yeah.
No one would
go. Oh, my God. We have literally one sentence left and then this last one's on.
Yeah.
That's all over.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, boo
don't
sentences.
This is hard work.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, okay.
Oh.
And then the doors close and the gas starts.
Yeah,
we all die
and
happy.
Nothing.
Woo! Who's ready to leave Samsara? Break free of the chains
no
of
more
being.
Desire. You'll never want anything again. Quote, PRCA sends our thoughts and well wishes to those who were injured or otherwise impacted by this frightening and very rare incident, the association
said. They should send sympathy to the bull.
Don't say it twice.
Yeah.
Don't say very
I'm
rare.
I'm also going to say very rare is not giving me
ever
like...
ever happens except
that's
for
not
this
even
time.
Barely ever. Yeah. Very rare seems like a sometimes to
think
me.
About how much entertainment you've got from seeing someone ride a bull.
How much time did you spend not getting kicked in the head by a bull?
Yeah.
Like,
so
in the
much
head,
of it.
This is right at the end. This is a little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
In a way,
did you get?
In a way, you're lucky to have only been kicked in the head by a bull one time.
Yes.
Yes.
You know?
Gratitude. Yeah. I'm always talking about
the
truth.
Yes.
Every day that you wake up and you are healthy
and
you are feeling well, you're
and you are
surrounded
unkicked,
by the people that love you, and
unkicked
you're unkicked
by a bull,
you are blessed. Mm. The universe doesn't owe you anything. Take those things with gratitude. And if a bull does kick you in the head, you say... Hey, that's the price of doing business. I'm alive.
Could happen to anyone.
I'm
my
alive.
Heart is beating.
Give
yeah.
a little,
I'm going to Sisters Rodeo. I'm jacking off a guy who's jacking me off.
I got fingered at the Sisters Rodeo.
And
like,
I got fingered at the Sisters Rodeo.
Okay, great.
Woo! Woo!
And it was fine. It was good enough for the context.
It was good enough for happening in the grandstands. Obviously, if we formalize it, we'll do better stuff
we'll
elsewhere.
We'll do whatever, all the other stuff that exists.
But right now, in this
and
moment,
I know about.
You and me fingering each other, hypothetically, I'm talking
hypothetically,
about the other guy, but you and me,
you
and me fingering each other,
you and
gazing
me.
Deeply into each other's eyes,
isn't that enough?
For that's what life
here?
Is.
Mm. Yeah.
Thanks for coming on this crazy
Woo!
Journey.
So much.
We're going to be hanging around for a little bit.